the trains. Now, on our Facebook page, we've been asking you what you would like improved on the trains. What, if anything, you'd like done on Queensland Rail? Jenna sent a note in saying more seating on the platforms. Judy said, look, I'd like better fans or improved airflow in summer. Belinda said changing place toilets for people with high needs disabilities, water bottle refill places, toilet area for dogs, and artworks around some of the walls of the stations. Lucian said trains that run on time. Ali said more seating on platforms and bring back the rubbish bins. So that's a feature of train stations around the world. I think they've got rid of rubbish bins in many places. Carol says water refill station would be really good and some local artist work on display. I noticed rubbish bins at South Bank Station, so some at Central. A lift at each end of a platform for all the strollers and wheelchairs, says Carol. Leonie says the platform's raised to make it a bit easier to board and alight or get off the train. Sean says a high roof canopy and plenty of natural light at the station. They're just some of the comments that people have said on Facebook about how they'd like the train system improved. It's coming up to, 22 minutes to 5, news at 5. For the sounds of your city, we're broadcasting underneath the PIDs, as they're called apparently. They're the display screens that tell you what train you can catch on what platform and what time and where it is. Here at Central Station, you'll probably know my next guest. Chances are you've never heard his backstory. He's quite an interesting guy. Funnily enough, he became very influential in lobbying for improved train services in this place. He grew up in a boys' home in Melbourne, and by the time he was 7, he already had a great understanding of railways and was learning to appreciate the romance of rail. Robert Dow is from the transport lobby group Rail Back on Track. Rob, thanks for coming along.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you.
Have you introduced yourself and said g'day to the QR people?
Yes, I had a brief chat with Mr. Easy, CEO of Queensland Rail.
Have you met before?
Oh, many times, yeah, and Natalie Roach. We have a good relationship with Queensland Rail, believe it or not.
No, I can believe it. Well, you've become a very influential guy when it comes to trains and rail systems in this place, Rob.
Oh, we like to put forward computers' views. We get a lot of feedback. We've got a large membership that's out travelling daily, constantly almost, on the public transport network around southeast Queensland.
Yep.
So it's good to be able to put forward constructive suggestions for improvement.
Okay.
There's always room to improve. There are some aspects of our public transport network that are done very well. Other aspects need improvement, of course, and one of those is improved train frequency.
All right.
And that's coming, as Mr. Easy said.
As he said. Now, you were heavily indoctrinated, if that's the right word, in trains by the age of 5. And the story began with your grandfather, Robert Dow. Tell me the story.
Yeah, my grandfather was very keen on railways generally, and he was a fairly avid photographer for his time as well. So he liked to get me out in engines when I was 2 years old, 3 years old and onwards. So
Are we talking steam trains?
Steam engines, yes. Yeah. So I had many a cab ride in a steam engine when I was 3 or 4 years old, actually. I can remember one ride in an R class going up on the Swan Hill Pass. I would have been about 5, doing 70 mile an hour. Now, that was pretty impressive. So I didn't have much chance, really. I got rather attracted to steam and rail because he used to drag me out, and every weekend we'd go out on trips on the Victorian Railway Network. I was born in Melbourne, grew up in Melbourne, obviously. And I had a really great experience in coming to know what rail was about, how it worked as a transport and communication tool, actually, for the not only the city, but the country particularly. A very important link as we get away from the major capitals was the railway network. And we've still got elements of that existing, obviously, in Queensland. As time went on, I joined the army. I spent 22 years in the army, and most of that time was spent in Queensland, as a matter of fact. And when I discharged from the army, I got married to my wife, Isabel, and we decided to stay in Queensland. When I joined the army, I was first posted to Queensland late 1969, and for me it was absolute paradise, railway-wise, because I'd grown up on a system which was predominantly 5'3" broad gauge. We did have some 2'6" narrow gauge railway in Victoria, but Queensland was just marvellous from a railway point of view. It was 3'6", the primary gauge for the system, Plus, there was a very...
What is it now, Robert? What, in the, as people walk, the commuters walk down to the platforms here at Central Station, what is it down there?
3'6".
3'6", okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And, but they also have a very large network of 2-foot gauge tramways throughout Queensland, servicing the sugar mills.
Right, okay, yep.
And these are really interesting railways. So, connecting up my army service, I used to travel from Brisbane to Townsville and Cairns on the Sunlander quite often, particularly
yep.
going on leave or for deployment, exercise, whatever.
Yes.
We used to travel on the train a lot in the army in those days.
Yep.
So it was all a great big adventure, actually. It was marvellous, to say the least.
Now, your grandfather not only taught you sort of the romance of rail, but he was an avid photographer. But as a boy, there was a great fear whenever he'd take your photo. Is that right?
Yeah, I used to worry about Grandpa because he'd always want to get pictures of the train leaving, and I used to have this sort of feeling inside that one day the train was going to take off without him and it would just be me stuck on the train. So, but we got some marvellous photos. I've got a lot of my grandfather's slides, in fact,
yep.
and I do post some from time to time on the web.
Yep.
And a fascinating collection. He also went over to India and other places where he took some superb photos.
Okay. Now, let me back to you. So this is ABC Radio Brisbane. It's nearly 4:45. I'm here at Central Station underneath the PIDS, which is where you look up to see what your train station is and what time it's leaving and the like. We're broadcasting right across the city today. Kelly Higgins Devine will be down at QPAC later on this evening for The Merry Widow. You can see and hear Kelly down there. That's coming up later on. But I'm with Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. And you really, in many ways, and your lobby group was responsible for reforming and really putting a rocket under the state government in particular about Queensland Rail here. What was the catalyst for you? A few decades ago, you saw something happening when you were lecturing at university. And this is what started the journey of sort of being of creating Rail Back on Track.
Yeah, well, with the lifetime interest in railways, my professional background is a medical scientist. And when I discharged from the army, I worked at the Mater Hospital at South Brisbane for a while. And then I went into QUT teaching into the medical science degree.
Yep.
And during that teaching experience, I used to have students come in late for classes. Now, students come late for classes all over. And I used to ask them why. And they'd say, oh, the train was late or the bus was cancelled or whatever. So we got to the stage where we thought we might have to do a bit of advocacy work here to get the rail network improved a little bit. At that stage, this is 2004, 2000.
So to get your med students to turn up for lectures, you worked out you had to try and fix the trains, which were getting them late into university for study.
Yeah, exactly. And we thought, well, if we go out and do a little bit of advocacy for public transport, particularly rail at that stage, hence the name Rail Back on Track, which was thought up by one of the library staff at QUT, by the way. And we started to put out a few media releases, and the next thing I know, I happened to be on ABC Radio with Kelly Higgins Devine.
There you go.
First interview on the Brisbane Air Train, actually.
There you go.
At that stage, the service finished at 6 p.m. and we were agitating for a later service. It now finishes at 10 p.m. but hopefully it'll go to midnight soon.
Okay.
So, that's how it all sort of started. We rapidly got feedback from bus passengers as well. We sort of shifted from a rail focus into a broader public transport advocacy role, and that's what we do today. We have a very active forum. We have up to 1,000 members now, just under. We have 50,000, 100,000 hits a day on our forum, and we try to put forward constructive improvements, suggestions for constructive improvements on our network based on our members' observations, feedback we get from the public, and what we see when we travel around Australia and the world, members particularly. I travel interstate a lot, travel on the system in Perth, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne. I'm going to Melbourne on Saturday, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And we can learn lessons from that, from a commuter perspective. So we're a commuter advocacy group. We're not experts. We put forward the view of the travelling public, and I'm really pleased to see that you're soliciting those Facebook comments. There's some really valid comments there.
What comes forward in your group, your notice board that you run for Rail Back on Track, what are some of the themes that arise about rail travel here in Brisbane?
Well, the frequency is a pretty important thing. We must improve the frequency. The other thing that's very important is improving accessibility at railway stations. Now, at the moment, about half the stations are not DDA compliant. Stations are being progressively upgraded, but that will need to be accelerated because there is a deadline in 2022. So that's very important. I noticed some of your Facebook feedback was on low-level platforms. The platform.
Salisbury Station is one of those.
Yeah.
In fact, a disabled person couldn't even get onto Salisbury Station today. That there's no way for a person in a wheelchair or even really in a frame. It's all quite steep steps at Salisbury Station.
Yeah, well, that's one of the stations that has to be upgraded. Central Station, the platforms here are scheduled to be raised to full height. Platforms 5 and 6 are full height, but 1 and 2, 3 and 4 are not. Roma Street is half full height, half low height, as passengers would have noted. So there is, you know, work to be done in that space. The other thing that we think is fairly important is to start removing some level crossings on the network. The last level crossings were removed in 2014 at G-Bone and Telegraph Road at Brackenridge. Been nothing since. I think it's time that we started to look at removing some level crossings. I'm going down to Victoria on Saturday to look at some of the level crossing removal work down there. They're halfway through removing 50. So it's pretty impressive stuff down there at the moment. They're removing another 25 in the next few years. Here in southeast Queensland, we're programmed to remove 0. So that's got to change.
Well, that would be an issue that the state government needs to tackle, isn't it? In other words, if they give QR or if the state government provides the money, it could be done. So that was there anything in the last state budget to do that?
No, there wasn't. We did advocate for some funding for level crossing removal. Having said that, I understand there is a business case being prepared to remove the level crossing at Coopers Plains. So that's good news, but more needs to be done in that space.
My guest is Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. Nearly time to say goodbye to Robert. When you travel to Melbourne now, you fit in a short trip to the Clayton Railway Station. Why? Eastern suburbs of Melbourne.
Yeah, well, the old Clayton Railway Station doesn't exist anymore. It's actually now up in the air. It's Skyrail. It's been elevated. But my grandfather unfortunately passed away at Clayton Railway Station. In 1961, he had a heart attack about to catch the train, travel to work. So I always go to Clayton and just sit there and just remember the good times I had with my grandfather. It's going to be a bit strange going down there this time because the old station's no longer there. I have heard, though, that the old station building is going to be brought back and restored as a museum underneath the new station, the elevator station at Clayton. So that's something that we can look forward to. And I might see if I can get a photo or some sort of memorabilia of Grandpa Dow in there.
Robert Dow, thanks very much for coming along.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Robert Dow from Rail Back on Track. It's 10 minutes to 5, or 12 minutes to 5.